it's been an evolution in that we actually came out with a statement after the Sandy Hook shooting.
Some 6 years later after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, schools are still highly vulnerable to an active shooter. Amanda Nickerson is director of UB's Alberti Center for Bullying Abuse Prevention. She is part of a national endorsement of an interdisciplinary group of researchers. These scholars say it's time to change the mindset and policy from reaction to prevention.
We need communication, collaboration, connection, so that if people know that something is happening, that they report it. Mental health is very important.
But Nickerson tells us it's not about arming teachers. Instead, they're calling for a public health approach to prevent gun violence.
Then we're also looking, once there's already a concern, what do we need, both in terms of coordinated school and community-based mental health services, and a movement away from exclusionary discipline to really positive social, behavioral, emotional, and academic success. But from a gun control issue, it's also getting stricter about our universal background checks to screen out violent offenders, people who've been hospitalized for violence towards others.
Nickerson tells WBFO News gun access is a prime factor.
Getting rid of them completely is not what we are advocating for. I think that we contend that well-executed laws can reduce gun violence, but also protect constitutional rights. So I think you can think about it as common sense.
Next Tuesday, UB will be hosting the 15th annual Safe Schools Initiative Seminar at the North Campus. It includes advanced school threat assessment training. The goal is to help address mental health issues, de-escalate crises, and enhance collaborations. One of the keynote speakers will be Michelle Gay, who lost her daughter at the Sandy Hook shootings. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.